Still not feeling very good, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, I still need my chloraseptic throat spray. Nevertheless, the show must go on. Juliana, my landlady, took good care of me yesterday. Made me some chicken soup. Made me some tea, put a little whiskey in it. That's a good girl. She got that Vicks Vapor Rub. You know, my mom used to put that on me, you know, when I was a kid. Rub it on your chest, rub it on your face, under your nose. Because Martinico, Juliana calls me Martinico, don't you know? Martinico. Here's some more tea. Martinico, put some more Vicks. Just took good care of me. Mommied me. I loved it. I needed it. I wanted it. And I got it. And now I got this chloraseptic spray. Now, let me tell you something about verbs. I'm going to tell you something about the first three verbs in the Bible. The first three verbs in the Bible set the tone and the pace and tell you what God's methods are for the rest of the Bible and for the rest of your life. Glory be to God, amen, for the eons of the eons. That's it, the first three verbs, and you have God figured out. I have told you before, I'm the only guy saying this on the internet or anywhere else, that God is in a big, fat, hairy, glorious, predictable rut. Yeah, Martin, I can understand big, fat, hairy, but glorious? Why do you say that? Because it's nice to know that God keeps doing the same things. He hasn't learned any new tricks. No, he's not an old dog, but he keeps doing the same thing, which is comforting because we tend to think of God as this wild being that just is capricious and does whatever he feels like. He's a loose cannon. You can't take him to a party. You never know what he's gonna do next. You can't depend on him. You can't count on him. I mean, I know you have these secret things about God. I know you. You're worried about what he's gonna do next. I understand. I mean, I know you love him and he's your father, but kind of have a hard time calling him daddy, right? Yeah, I understand completely. So this is what you do. You look at the first three verbs of the Bible, and then you got God figured out, and he doesn't change, never has changed. In the beginning, created by the Elohim were the heavens and earth. Created, that's the first verb. That's the first thing God does. He creates something. The second verb is the hard part. Yeah, this part, to quote the Spanish language, el suco, and that would be, yet the earth became a chaos and vacant. The verb is became. God creates raw material. He creates something. He creates it generally, usually, always, actually, perfect. Because the earth was created perfect, Isaiah 45:18, it was created to be inhabited. And there's another verse, read the whole Bible, you'll find it. Perfect is God in all his doings and all his ways. Contrivances. In all his contrivances, he's perfect. But in order to show his power in the regeneration business, his power in the resurrection business, his power in the grace business, his power in the life business, his power in the redemption business, salvation business, whatever you like, he's got to wreck the thing that he just created. And he does. That is his big, fat, hairy, glorious, predictable rut. Created by the Elohim were the heavens and earth, and they were perfect, they were beautiful. Yet the earth became a chaos and vacant. Yet the Spirit of God vibrates upon the waters. Vibrates is your third verb. Let's review. Creates, became, you gotta say became like Eeyore. You say creates all excited. Creates, became. And then you say vibrates like with an air of anticipation, like vibrates. Add the laugh at the end. Vibrates, you sing it. Let's review again. Creates, became, vibrates, never alters that pattern. That's inspired too. Look at Adam. Creates, became, vibrates. creates Adam, perfect, right? Looking good. Pulls Eve out of Adam, looking even better. And then wrecks them. Wrecks them. They became a chaos and vacant, just like the first earth became a chaos and vacant. The Spirit of God vibrates. I should go back to the earth for a second. The Spirit of God then vibrates upon the chaos that was created, I mean, that became a chaos. God's responsible for it, of course. Then he brings out the plants, brings out the, brings out the stars, the sun, brings out light from the darkness, and you see God's power. Look at that. Wow, woo. God really made a beautiful thing out of what? The mess he created. Yeah. Well, he doesn't create messes. He creates beautiful things, and he doesn't create the mess. He makes the mess happen. He triggers the mess. That's what I want. He triggers it. Creates the beautiful thing, triggers the mess, and then vibrates. Watch this. Animals come up. Hippopotamus. Hippopotami. Elephants. Cats and rats. And you see God's work. Adam, perfect creation. Eve, even better. Wrecks them. They come into sin and death. Yet Spirit of God vibrates. And now the Spirit of God, has a wrecked vessel to work on, to teach things to show his power upon. That's what he does then. He did it with Abraham. Of course he did. Abraham, virile guy. God promised him that his heir, his child, his progeny would become a great nation, shepherd all the nations of the ground. Abraham's 100 years old. His wife, Sarai, is dead. Her womb is kaputsky. And so God, Abraham and his wife, Sarai, became a chaos and vacant. Yeah, Abraham looked down. Sarah says, what are you doing? He says, I'm a chaos and vacant down there. Chaos, vacant. But the Spirit of God vibrated on Abraham. Woo, 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 woo. Things began happening. Next thing you know, little candles, some bolero, a couple oysters, spaghetti straps. Before you know it, Abraham and Sarah back in business. Think of the entire nation of Israel. God delivers the people from Egypt. Great Exodus. And what does he do? He wrecks them. Because of their unbelief, they wander in the wilderness. And they've really been, with few exceptions, notable exceptions, they've been wrecked. He divorced them. He married them, called them his wife, his bride. Then he divorced them. She became a prostitute. She went a whoring after other nations. She became a chaos and vacant. Just like Abraham became a chaos and vacant. The earth became a chaos and vacant. Adam became a chaos and vacant. But what's the third verb? Vibrates. Spirit of God vibrates. Thou has something to vibrate on. It vibrates on the wastes of the first earth. Vibrates on the human race to give them spirit, to give them understanding of what's happening to them, to introduce them to the remedy, to sin and death, the Savior Christ. Vibrates on Abraham. Activates him, you might say. Spiritual Viagra. Ba-ba-boom. Here comes the promised son, Isaac, Israel. God will put his law in their hearts. Spirit of God vibrates upon the wrecked nation. When Israel's hope is up and they're done, excuse me, then boom, boom, here comes the Spirit of God vibrating. Joseph, there's a great one too. Joseph gives him dreams of great glory. That's the create. God creates. See, he always creates the raw material first. Creates the raw material. Here's Abraham, nice guy. Here's Adam, well, fine young man. Yeah. Here's the first earth. Isn't it lovely? Mm-hmm. Here's Joseph. Gonna give him a great dream. That's the creative. That's God creates the raw materials. Always good. It always looks great. Always looks great in Act 1. Always. Then Act 2. becomes a chaos and bacon. Joseph's life becomes a chaos and bacon. He's in Egypt for a long time, 27 years, but then, Spirit of God vibrates, brings a great deliverance from starvation of Israel and the whole world, in fact. And then the whole process starts over again when Israel's in Egypt. He keeps doing it. I'm telling you, he's in a big, fat, hairy, glorious, predictable rut. I say it's glorious because it always ends well. That's the thing. Gideon. Oh, don't forget him. He has an army of 20,000 men. Gonna fight the Midianites. Everybody hates the Midianites. You gotta hate just some Midianites once in a while. Perfectly fine. Gonna go to war against the Midianites. But God says, I'm gonna reduce your army lest you think that the victory was of you. The same thing he said to Abraham. I'm gonna have to wreck you lest you think that this comes from your power, that this promised son comes from your power. Same with Adam. I'm gonna wreck you so that you know that Adam's not producing this, Christ is producing this. This is, see? You gotta stick around. You gotta stick around to the end of the movie and see what's happening. It's kinda like Act 1, Act 2, Act 3. Now, apply this to anything in your life. Right? You may have thought the day you became a believer was a great day, right? That was God creating you. Sometime during your walk, you became a chaos and vacant. Maybe today, maybe yesterday, maybe 10 years ago, you just feel like you've been wrecked. Well, remember this verse. God, I think it's 2 Corinthians 5:7. If it's not, something like that. God puts this treasure, is it 1 Corinthians 4:7? God puts this treasure in earthen vessels, that the transcendence of the power, of the vibration, might be of God and not of us. See, there's a big, fat, hairy, glorious, predictable rut there. He creates you, he wrecks you, and then he vibrates upon you and brings out all these wonderful things from your broken vessel. It's the same thing he did in Genesis 1:1 and 1:2. Creates, wrecks, earth becomes a chaos and make it, and the Spirit of God vibrates. If that's happening to you today, I say do not walk out of the theater in the middle of the movie. Do not walk out of the theater in the middle of any movie in Act 2, because Act 2 is always the toughest part of the film, right? You have to stay to the end. In Act 1, you introduce your characters. Anybody knows this, screenwriter, novelist. In the beginning, you introduce your characters. Act 1, Act 2, you get them up a tree and throw rocks at them. Act 3, you get them down from the tree and bless them. And this story that we're in, that we're living through, has a happy ending. Yes, God is going to take us, even us, and seat us on high among the celestials. That... And to reconcile the universe, to complete the eras in Christ, that's a whole lot of vibrating going on.